and the Holy Ghost, bless His holy name, is beginning to sweep a recovery of the theology of the cross and the resurrection in the body of Christ. And it has enormous implications.
We are the people who have been set free. We are the people of God. We are the people who have been set free. We are the people of God. We are the people who have been set free.
To the third issue, which is what I've already alluded to, and that is, what is the church supposed to do on this planet? Now, it is my deepest conviction that he who serves leads. Christ is in direct competition with Pharaoh, which is how I will refer to the world order. The body of Christ is in direct competition with Pharaoh as to which institution, the world order or the church, can best serve the needs of the people. Whoever serves leads. Acts 13:36. For King David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid amongst his fathers and underwent decay. Now, not only based on God the Creator, has God given you and I a destiny, something that He had in His mind when He created us that we would fulfill, not just in eternity, but in our time here on the earth. Not only has He put destiny in us as individuals, He has put destiny in us as a generation. There are two things that none of us had the opportunity to exercise any choice in whatsoever. The first one is who your parents are. No one here in this meeting had any choice about who your folks were going to be. God sovereignly chose your parents for you. The second thing he chose was when you were going to come to the planet. Every single one of us was carefully chosen as to when we would come to this planet.